Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we are answering questions and giving information, and today is the 2-for-1 sale. Let me ask Shelly for the link, because I don't have that information. All right, Shelly, where are you? Okay, send me. The sale link. Actually, also, all right. Okay, so Shelly's going to help us get the sale link. All right, so what we're talking about then is vitality capsules, and let me answer the questions. Okay, which strength vitality capsules? Some people use regular, some use extra strength. The way to tell which one you need is the extra strength have cayenne in them, so if you do not tolerate cayenne, then you should use the regular vitality capsules. If you're already using, so that would be a reason to use extra strength. If you have a condition with your heart or your circulation, that would be a reason to use extra strength because they have the cayenne, which helps boost those things even more. If you do not tolerate cayenne, you want the green bottle, which is extra strength. Oh, wait, volume problems. All right, we got the volume. Got the volume turned up. Okay. Let me find the sale link to Vitality Capsules. Let's see, today is still Sunday. Okay, Daniels, explain. Knock it down if you're using Windows. No, I'm not using Windows. Oh, wait, this is August. We don't want August. We're in September now. Oh, here. All right. Here is the link to the sale. All right, now the other thing so I'll tell the guys thank you. All right, so the Vitality Capsule sale is very exciting. We have tons of awesome bonuses. The first bonus is everyone's been asking for my recipes for condiments. So the first bonus is my recipe for condiments so you can avoid putting in toxins. And this way you get even better results from using Vitality Capsules, which take out the toxins that are already there. The second bonus is a bonus on how to get beautiful skin, kind of like this. At every and any age, as you can see, or as you might know, this is 61-year-old skin. And so why doesn't it look 61 years old? Well, it doesn't look 61 years old because it is constantly being renewed by many practices. So this report will tell you how to moisturize your skin inside and out, how to erase wrinkles. That's kind of how I stumbled on things. I started getting a wrinkle when I was 40, and I was like, oh my God, a wrinkle! So I said about erasing wrinkles, you'll learn how to do that. How to eliminate sags, how to fill in defects to the skin and under the skin from old scars. So I've gotten rid of all my old scars. And how to have super soft skin, how to eliminate thin skin, how to eliminate cellulite, and how to get rid of rough, dry skin. I now have less cellulite than I had when I was in my 40s. And That is such a pleasure, I tell you. Now, the other bonus, which I just added today, is a customer appreciation webinar covering the advanced uses for Vitality Capsules. So you can use Vitality Capsules special dosing while you're on vacation to make sure you don't have problems with those traveler-acquired issues. You can use Vitality Capsules to create your own personalized cleansing program. And there's tons of things you can use Vitality Capsules for, in addition to just a daily cleansing type thing. So in the advanced webinar, we're going to cover these advanced things. And you only get these bonuses when you order today. Not today, but before Tuesday, 9 a.m. So today, which is Sunday, or tomorrow, or early morning Tuesday, you can get these bonuses. And so, of course, you get safe, gentle, effective cleansing of Vitality Capsules. You get the amazing value of 2 bottles for the price of 1. And you also get a 90-day money-back guarantee. There's a few typos there, but it's 90-day. 90-day money-back guarantee. And it's an amazing sale. It's a great opportunity. These bonuses are not otherwise available. All right, so that is the Vitality Capsules thing. Now let me check and see if we have callers. Not yet. Great. Let's handle the questions on Facebook. Well, Sarah says, I still crave bread sometimes, so I'd rather make it my own. Exactly. Yeah, get that no-knead recipe. It's on YouTube. And literally, it only takes you 10 minutes to make a loaf of bread. It's like awesome. I love it. So I make my own bread. Now I'm going to start experimenting with gluten-free versions. So that's going to be a real adventure. Freedom Strategy says, we are excited to say we have made our purchase of Vitality Capsules. Yay! Let's give you some love. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Tony, are they still following your strict instructions on making the capsules? Yes, they are. That's why with this last batch, it took so long to make. We almost went out of stock before they arrived. They arrived just in time. I think we had like 10 bottles of regular left and 100 bottles of extra strength left. So we were just about out. Okay, so Tenacious says the volume is low. I hope I've improved it. I found a button and hit it. Okay. Does donating blood have any health benefits for the donor, and does it really save lives? Let's talk about the donor. So donating blood, if all they did was take your blood, it can be a form of cleansing, and it's a form of bloodletting, which, by the way, whenever you get a blood test, it's basically bloodletting. That would be the only benefit. Now, the other problem with donating blood is they give you a bunch of cookies and syrup to drink while you're donating blood. So that, like, basically ruins your health, right? And you can get reflexive neurodystrophy from blood draws. So when they stick your arm for the blood, they can actually damage a nerve, and it can cause a severe disability in your arm for months or years. So I used to give blood on the theory that it would be bloodletting, and I wasn't having periods anymore. I was postmenopausal, so I would give a pint of blood, you know, every 3 months or so. But I stopped doing that for many reasons. One, the needles that they use, while they might be sterile, often are coated with chemicals, and so you have no idea what's going into your body. So you have it, again, we're back to the same old integrity issue with the medical industrial complex. And does it really save lives? The answer is probably not. Nowadays, with most blood But most surgeries, people donate blood for their own surgeries in advance. And so there's enough blood for the surgery. And then there's also blood from other people who donated their blood in advance for surgeries. So as far as, is you not donating blood going to cause anyone to die? No, I don't think so. And most massive blood transfusions are made necessary by medical intervention. For example, when I was in medical school, the senior doctor overdosed this patient on blood thinners. And literally, that hospital drained the blood supply for all of Philadelphia. And that poor guy was infused over 26 units of blood, and he still went blind. He did live, though. So I think you should base your decision to donate blood on, your situation. Okay. Right. So, yeah, Latanya wants to know how to keep her kids from being kept out of school because of vaccination. So I would say, yeah, homeschool, don't vaccinate, and don't send them. All right. Tony says, $4,000 handbag. What in the world? Yeah, you can Google it. Luxury leather handbags, $4,000. The point is that we are wearing our food. And because people are wearing their food and paying so much for the clothing made from that food, that particular class of food is made unavailable, causing malnutrition and deficiencies. And will you be having a webinar about danger in the emergency room? I might. I did have a webinar at 1027, but that was 2 years ago. So if people are interested in a webinar about dangers in the emergency room, I can do that again because there's a lot to talk about. Tony says, I read a report that some parents put their kids in the Atkins diet to reverse ADHD for a little while. Lots of good animal fat. Again, it's not the fat. The fat for an ADHD kid might be helpful, but you really want the connective tissue. And the problem is you can go on the Atkins diet and get zero connective tissue. There's no connective tissue in flesh meats. So if you're eating boneless, skinless meats, which the Atkins diet does allow, then you're not getting any collagen. So it's really unfortunate. Ayla says, I have two kids, one with autism and a 16-month-old currently breastfeeding, living a high-stress life with work and school, not been able to cleanse in 2 years, and last week broke out in a horrible rash all over my body. I got so fed up, I took turpentine sugar and did an enema, and a huge worm came out. I took turpentine the next day also, and then to the following days, and felt amazing. All pain gone, and energy was greater than I've had in a long time. Any thoughts on this rash and turpentine during breastfeeding? I think you have to do what feels right and just keep track of how your kid is doing. All reports say that breastfeeding and turpentine are a bad idea. And I say reports, I mean propaganda put forth by the government. My personal experience is limited, so I can't really take a position either way. I've not seen any harm from it, but I don't have a position on that. One thing I do recommend, if you're going to breastfeed and take turpentine, because the turpentine causes the parasites to leave your body and go out into your breast, the baby, you should put Vicks Vapor Rub or turpentine on your baby's feet, and that way the baby will be protected from the parasites. So, question, hey, Dr. Daniels, I've heard the vaccines can cause autism, ADHD, and asthma, and so on. Oh, you don't have to go by hearing. Don't rely on gossip. Read the package insert. So the drug companies are now putting in their package insert that vaccines cause autism. So if you read and believe package inserts, then vaccines cause autism. So that's the end of that. So the question is, can you reverse ADHD and autism in your late teens? Yeah. Yes, you can. Okay. Yes. All right. I can't go any further back. It won't let me go further back to catch the rest of the Facebook questions. Let's go to the chat room and check out their questions. Dr. Daniels, what can be done for a half-destroyed tooth? Is an extraction the next best thing? I would put a composite-type filling on that tooth. If you have a skilled dentist, he can actually build up that tooth using composites, and you can save that tooth. Now, why are you missing half a tooth? What happened? Let's just say it cracked. Let's just say. If it cracked, then it cracked because you have a connective tissue deficiency. And so you need to start eating connective tissue so that your present remaining half tooth will have the elasticity to support the composite filling, and it won't crack as well. I'm vegan. How can I get connective tissue in my diet? The only way to get connective tissue in your diet is to stop being vegan. Just take a break. So take a break, eat some connective tissue for a while, then go back to being vegan. And that would be the way to do it. Okay, Deanna says, I just enjoyed my second big helping of chicken feet. I used Dr. Daniel's recipe, and they are really good. Okay, thanks. Thank you. All right, let's go check out the rest of Facebook. Okay. Dr. Daniels, what is your opinion on telomeres, DNA, age of person? Can they help to estimate the inner body age? How accurate is this new science expensive test? Again, what we're looking at here is reading tea leaves and fortune telling. And it's not necessary. You can just eat your connective tissue. And like me, I look in the mirror, looking younger every day. What the heck? I guess I must be doing okay. Feeling great and having more energy. So that's really what you should use as a measure. So you should not use chicken entrails, tea leaves, telomeres, or genetic tests. Just say it. What are the top three best meats for connective tissue? I can just tell you what I've been working with. I would say the best, number one, would be chicken feet. Number two would be pig ears. Number three would be pig's feet. What's the best diet for healthy thyroid? I don't even understand the question. So the diet for someone who has a thyroid problem will be different from a diet for someone with no thyroid problem. So the question is, are you trying to get your thyroid healthy or do you want to keep your thyroid healthy? Let's just say you want to keep your thyroid healthy. If you want to keep your thyroid healthy, it's not a diet problem, it's a cleansing problem. So people who have hyper or hypothyroid, it's because your body is putting toxins, selectively deciding to store toxins in your thyroid gland. And the way around this is cleansing. And so if you keep your cleansing going, keep your cleansing up, then you're not going to have a thyroid problem. Then my recommendation for cleansing is Vitality Capsules, and you're in luck. It's a 2 bottles for the price of 1 sale today. So that is amazing. And we'll put that link right here. All right. Non-surgical removal for hemorrhoids. All right, we are going to commercial. Yeah.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of FrontSight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Give such delight. We all live before.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we are answering questions, and boy, we got lots of them. Okay, so now, those of you who are calling in, I'm going to repeat your question, so pause so I can repeat your question. All right, we have Greg from Georgia. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how you doing? I'll be quick. Toenail, two questions. Toenail foot fungus is the first question. How do you deal with that?
The first question is toenail and foot fungus. So,
yes.
The easiest... How bad is the foot fungus? What are we talking about?
Now, you know, just the skin just peels off. It just comes off, and, you know, it just looks, it's not really too bad, but it peels off pretty bad. That's about
okay,
it.
Okay, so the skin peels off. All right, got it. So the quickest cure for foot fungus is to stop wearing shoes and socks. Stop wearing shoes and socks. It's caused by the heat and moisture being held into your shoe by the shoe and socks. So just stop wearing the shoes and socks. Now, you can also put a mixture of castor oil and dilute turpentine, you know, maybe quarter teaspoon of turpentine and 2 tablespoons of castor oil, mix it together, and apply it to your foot at night. But the key thing here is to stop the shoes and socks as much as you possibly can. So if you have to wear shoes and socks to work, for example, then at least don't wear shoes and socks around the house. Maybe wear some slippers where it's open and air can get to your feet. Now, toenail fungus, the turpentine internally, according to the Candida Cleaner Report, which is for free at vitalitycapsules.com, you can download your copy there, and you can apply turpentine directly to the toenail, and it'll grow out. All right, we have Bill in Wisconsin. Hi, Bill.
Doc, could you hear me?
Is this Bill?
Yeah, could you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Okay, I have a friend that has urinary tract infection. What do you do for that?
Well, first thing for urinary tract infection is like, what caused it? Urinary tract infection has two causes. One cause is not enough water, so you should drink more water. And, of course, the correct kind of water would be distilled water. The next cause of urinary tract infection is constipation. So he's got to have more bowel movements, like increase his poop to 3 a day. So if he's done that, now he's gotten rid of the causes of his urinary tract infection. The next thing he needs to do is get rid of the bacteria that are now there. And for that, he can just take D-mannose. It's a powder, a white powder. You can buy it on Amazon. A teaspoon in a cup of water about every hour or two while awake until his symptoms are gone. And that would take care of his urinary tract infection.
What is the stuff?
All right, we have Kathleen in Texas. Kathleen.
Bill didn't hear you say D-mannose. He wanted to know what it was.
All right, so he just heard you say it.
Okay, right, great. Also, I'd like to tell, I don't know, I know it's not perfect, but there's this place called U.S. Wellness Meats. And they have, I'm telling you, this is, I don't need to ever eat another thing. It's liverwurst, and it has the liver, the kidneys, and the heart, and it is so delicious. They have no weird ingredients, and then they also explained to me about, maybe I go into too much detail, so tell me to stop, but they explained to me, because I wanted to know about vaccinations and all that of their animals. And they talked about pasture management. And one of the things, besides doing what Dr. Joel Wallach had talked about, you know, that they added all the minerals and vitamins to the salt licks 50 years ago, they also add dry apple cider vinegar to it. And the flies somehow, they can't tolerate being around the animals. So they got rid of all the flies, and so they only give a, because of the FDA, they give a spray in the nose of the newborn calf for smallpox, but that's the only smallpox they ever give the animal, and then a few months later they give it an injection.
Yeah, okay, so I just want to just interrupt you a minute here. So the smallpox they spray in the nose of the animal creates colonization of the animal by smallpox and can last a lifetime. And that can actually be the beginning of a smallpox epidemic in humans. So that, for me, would be reason not to eat the meat because, like, no.
Maybe I got it wrong. Maybe it wasn't smallpox.
Doesn't matter what it is. It's a live vaccine. So live vaccines are given sprayed into the nose and have been shown to infect certainly humans who are sprayed in the nose with these live vaccines. So you might want to ask them if they would maybe sell you an animal that hasn't been sprayed.
But when you're telling when all your listeners to buy meat and better to have something with antibiotics, where would you find a source of meat where the animal was not vaccinated?
What I'm trying to say is eating these animal parts is like sex. Bad sex, better than no sex, okay? So you got to get it. You need it. All right, we are going to commercial.
I don't want to stay here on my own. Oh, doctor, can't you see I'm burning? Oh, doctor.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are doing questions. Let's see here. All right, we have Bob in Florida. Hi, Bob.
How you doing, Dr. Daniels?
Pretty good. We only have time for one question. What's your one question?
One question is, I'm not diabetic. My A1C is 4.9, but every time I eat any kind of fruit, I have to urinate within an hour or two. What would cause that?
That's normal. Your kidneys are working.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Sounds good. Because
tell your kidneys thank you and give them a little pat in the back.
Sorry?
Tell your kidneys thank you and give them a little pat on the back.
Oh, okay. Thank you,
Dr.
Daniels. Have a good
day. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have Alicia in Georgia.
Dr. Daniels. Hello.
Hi, Alicia.
My question is, hello. I know you don't do animals, but my dog has gone blind in both eyes. And I was wondering if the Candida cleaner would work on him to clear that up.
It might. I don't know. Do you know why he's blind in both eyes?
Well, like 2 years ago, he went blind in the one eye because he had tasted some aloe vera by accident, because I was eating some and I didn't think it would do any harm. And a few days later, that one went bad. And then this year,
So, if you look at his eyes, are they clouded over or not?
One is, and one is not.
All right. So what he really needs is more bowel movements, and he needs you to add some liver to his diet. That's what he needs.
Okay. And that is get him so the Vicks rub won't do it?
No, because he's all clogged up. And so if you give him turpentine or you give him Vicks, you're just going to rearrange the toxins.
So what about his diet? Do I need to change his dog food?
I told you to give him liver. Add liver to his diet.
Add liver. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. We have William in New York.
Daniels, how are you doing?
Pretty good. What is your one question?
I'm trying to find out how can I find a book that will break down how to use turpentine for different ailments.
A book? A book on natural healing? Is that what you're asking?
Not quite on natural healing, but it is a healing. But what I'm asking is, like I see Tony, I think his pronounced as Polymental from Canada. He has a book, and he breaks down some of his videos. He goes back and forth with a book on different things and different ways to use turpentine to heal different problems. Like they use 4 or 5 drops under the tongue for Alzheimer's, and I forgot what they call that. It begins with an A for children with the brain. Autism?
Hyperactivity.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Do you take it also with turpentine with sugar for the worms? You take turpentine and you put it on a cotton ball and put it on your teeth to rejuvenate your teeth. You wrap it around the kneecaps to rejuvenate.
Okay, all right. So you're asking me to recommend something? So I have a report.
A book on every ailment, how to apply and use it.
All right. So you can go to my website, vitalitycapsules.com, download the report, Candida Cleaner.
I have.
Okay, read it again. So what people do, the medical industrial complex and other people who shall remain nameless, is they split diseases up into like 50, 100, 200, 500 categories when you only got two problems or three problems, dehydration, parasites, and malnutrition. So they split diseases up into these itty-bitty categories to get your interest, your attention, and your money. So the fact that you're so willing to submit to this is, it's your choice. But I suggest you try and simplify things and realize that there just aren't that many diseases. So if you separate diseases by their cause, there's only about 5 or 6 diseases, either dehydration, malnutrition, too much chemicals, too much parasites. That's it. It's pretty much it. And the question is, which one are you going to fix? And you cannot fix a problem with turpentine alone. You've really got to go the next step and say, hey, maybe I'm also dehydrated. Maybe I'm also not pooping enough. And so it's kind of a concerted effort. So read that report again. Do the first 4 steps that you do before taking turpentine. And I think you'll see that things get a lot better. All right, we've got Tim in Oregon. Tim. Are you there, Tim?
Yes, this is Tim. Yeah, this is Tim. Hey, I'm just trying to see. I heard there was a couple remedies for, extreme hair loss and what to do with it. Kind of vegan, and being vegetarian, bouncing back and forth between the two. And
remedies for what? I didn't get the word. Excuse me. I don't know what you're talking about. What is it you're talking about a remedy to? You slurred that word and I didn't catch it.
Hair loss.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. I'm with you. Remedy to hair loss. So your question is, so now, what is your question about hair loss?
Hair loss in regards to, I've been eating, bouncing back and forth, like I said, is there a way to address it, even if you're vegan or vegetarian, to be able to, stop it and add more hair growth?
Are you vegan or vegetarian?
Yes, vegan. I'm and vegetarian. I've bounced back and forth between the two. So
sometimes I do you eat some egg, dairy. And sometimes you eat some milk.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so hair loss definitely. So hair loss is a multifactorial thing. If you're a vegan vegetarian, then chances are you might have a connective tissue issue. So if you don't have enough connective tissue, then you can't maintain the hair follicle. If you don't have enough minerals, then you're not going to get the hair color. If you don't have proper circulation, you won't get the nutrition to the follicle to make the hair cell. So hair loss has many different factors, which is why it's so challenging to remedy it. Does that help you understand?
Okay.
So that's the hair loss story. So depending on where your deficiency lies, certain things are going to be more helpful to you. So if your problem is a circulation deficiency, then you're going to benefit from, say, extra strength vitality capsules, and you're going to benefit from a diet that's higher in nutrients, maybe taking supplements with A, C, E, selenium, and B in them. If, on the other hand, you have a mineral deficiency, maybe you can take Shilajit. So it just depends on where your deficiency is. And so you have to carefully examine what you're doing and what's working and what's not. And if something's not working, it doesn't mean it doesn't work for hair loss. It means that's not your area of deficiency.
Right. Okay. Okay.
All right. Great. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. We have got questions. Dr. Daniels. I put turpentine, psyllium husk, and water mix and pooped in my pants. Laugh out loud. Why does it work better with sugar? Because the sugar is a bait. And what caused you to poop in your pants was the psyllium. Is it necessary to take vitamin K2 and vitamin D supplements? I don't think so. Also, is cassava flour good for making bread? Okay, so cassava is a root. You can think of it similar to potato. And what the cassava does is, it's very heavy, though. So if you can make bread out of cassava, it is definitely good for making bread. But it is very, 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 did I say very, very heavy? All right, so Dr. Daniels, I followed the Candida diet program and took turpentine, and it stopped my hair loss. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Dr. Daniels, how do you know a good natural way to remove unwanted body hair? The best natural way to remove unwanted body hair is to go on a vegan diet, and you will see the hair actually leave your body. So first go on a vegan diet. I would say do that for maybe 2 or 3 months. Then you want to add connective tissue to your diet. And then that will kind of seal the deal. The number one cause of unwanted hair loss, in my opinion, is dairy products. I mean, unwanted hair growing on the body. So if you're a lady, you got a beard, hey, stop your dairy products. That's a question. Since the menstruation cycle of women is also a great toxin disposer, do you recommend for men regular donation of blood, whether whole blood, blah, 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 whatever? I think as a guy, you can go ahead and get a blood test. If you're not suffering from high iron, excessive iron, or excessive hemoglobin, then donating blood is not your answer. You're better off just doing liver flushes, taking vitality capsules, and that's going to pretty much keep you clean. And also, for men, when they ejaculate, a lot of waste is dumped in the ejaculate. So men have that option available to them throughout life. Whereas women, the menstruation is, you know, limited. So Dr. Hans, what's the difference between extra-strength capsules and regular? So extra-strength capsules have cayenne pepper in them. Regular capsules have turmeric, and clove in them. The other ingredients are identical. So the turmeric and clove are just kind of a gentle way of accomplishing what the cayenne does. Okay, we have, let's see, Mark in Arizona. Hi, Mark.
For months now, my fingernails, the heads have been receding, and I'm not sure what the cause is, and I was wondering if you could help me out with that.
Now, what is receding?
The fingernails, the bed is receding underneath the fingernail. It's receding back to where I've got, you know, more nail protruding out without an attachment.
Oh, it's kind of like your nail is separating from the nail bed?
Correct.
Okay, got it. Most likely it's a connective tissue issue. Your body's doing is just withdrawing connective tissue from that area, so eating connective tissue would solve the problem. So it sounds like maybe you know, pig ears or beef legs would be in your future somewhere.
Okay. You think gelatin would help in that regard?
It might help, but gelatin is where they take that tissue, boil it, and just take the liquid part, so you're still missing the solid part.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye. All right, we have Virginia in North Carolina. Hi, Virginia.
Hello. Daniels, I have a question. I have vitiligo, the light spots on my skin. What would be something to help with that issue?
Okay, so you have vitiligo, and you'd like to know what to help. Actually, the Candida Cleaner protocol and the Candida Cleaner report, people have found it very helpful. It's a combination of supplementation, okay, cleansing, and turpentine. Now, for the cleansing part, I recommend Vitality Capsules, and they happen to be on sale now, two for the price of one.
Okay.
So if you're on Facebook or if you're in the chat room, the link is there, one of those two places.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, you're welcome. Here we have Linda in Colorado. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. What would you recommend someone suspects they might have cancer?
Forget about it. So if you suspect you have cancer, you're not sure, then you're probably in pretty darn good health. Don't worry about it. Do not allow yourself to be mutilated and poisoned.
Well, what would you recommend?
I told you that was
To take.
If you think you have cancer?
Yeah.
I don't understand the question. I mean, I answered it. So if you think you have cancer and you're not sure, really, just forget about it. Definitely don't go to the doctor over it. Is there something else that you have?
I know what they would recommend, surgery, chemo, or radiation.
Mm-hmm.
But to treat yourself.
Well, what makes you think you have cancer? That's another question.
A number of symptoms I'm having.
Yeah, so I would treat a number of symptoms
in my
armpit.
I looked into that, and it indicated it might be breast cancer.
Okay. So if you have a lump in your armpit, that's a lump in your armpit. It's not necessarily cancer. I mean, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But if you have a lump in your armpit, then the best way to treat that would be by cleansing. So increase your bowel movements, increase your water intake. An excellent start would be to go to vitalitycapsules.com and download the Candida Cleaner Report. It tells you about turpentine and how to clean your system out. And many people have reported that their tumors have been shrinking using that approach.
Well, what about things I might take, like I've heard baking soda?
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend any of that stuff. None of it. I think you should start with the basics. So basically, you've got a lump, which is stuff in your body. You want to get it out of your body. I say get it out of your body. So the place to start is to increase your bowel movements. Maybe down the road.
I've also lost.
So that, all right. So thanks for calling in, Linda. Maybe it would be, you know, a discovery session would be more appropriate. So you can go to drjenniferdaniels.org and make an appointment that we can kind of sort through the whole list of whatever might be going on. So Dr. Daniels, can an adult do anything to compensate for having had their tonsils removed as a child? The best thing, really, unfortunately, is to stay hydrated, increase your bowel movement. Most importantly, no dairy. Skip the dairy.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we are answering questions, and let's check it out. Let's see what we got here. Okay, we're going to work on the questions in the chat room. If you're on Facebook, I cannot see Facebook questions at the moment for some reason. Ingredients. Dr. Daniels, what is your remedy for feminine yeast infections? Take about a tablespoon of garlic powder, boil it in a quart of water for 10 minutes. add enough water back to make a quart, strain it, let it cool to about body temperature, and douche with it. And you can douche like this once or twice a day. Usually one treatment does it, but if it takes more, then it takes more. Most women who are prone to yeast infection find that once they get rid of their yeast infection, they need to repeat this about once a month, and that's because there's something going on causing it that they have not changed. One quick thing to change is bread. Do not eat bread. Forget it. Don't do it. Now, why? Because bread has yeast in it, and it's the same yeast that causes yeast infections. Is there any concerns with synthetic camphor and Vicks Vapor Rub? None. Dr. Nance, what do you think about pork rinds? I think that pork rinds are a very good source of connective tissue. However, they're super, super dry. So you do have to drink quite a bit of water with them to, you know, keep it safe. Okay, Kevin says, I feel like I'm intoxicated with candida overgrowth in the afternoons. I have type 1 diabetes. I've done the sugar cubes and turpentine, and it doesn't seem to help. My turpentine can does not say 100%. Did I make a mistake? You might have. I would switch to one that says 100% pure gum spirits of turpentine for sure. It's worth getting that right. Oh, my God. I just got a Mega Home water distiller last month, and it's great, but I wasn't ready or expecting the high extra cost of my electric bill, almost $300. Wow. That's a lot. Okay, so my distiller adds about $10 a month, if that, to my electric bill. And I run mine continuously. So I'm not sure why your distiller has such a high cost. Your distiller might have a short circuit in it. I would definitely try maybe getting a secondhand distiller off of eBay or something. But distillers don't use that much electricity. They use very little. All right, that is it. We are done. Show is over. Catch the 2-for-1 sale. And think happens. We'll see you next week.
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. We can feel the motion.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.